This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Pandemic confusion, even after all these years. Increasingly, I have to say, all airline travel has become epic in the pandemic. Going to Montreal for the Acorn Canada year-end, year-begin meeting was another mountain climb. But this note is less about misery loves company and more about how even 2 years into this global horror, we're still all confused about what we're doing and what it all means. Take tests, for example. Canada now pretty much stands alone in requiring a PCR test within 72 hours of travel into the country. Most countries, like the United Kingdom, the United States, and European Union, require an antigen test. The polymerase chain reaction PCR test for COVID-19 is a molecular test that analyzes your upper respiratory specimen. Reacting to your DNA, doctors can use the PCR test as a diagnostic aid if you test positive, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Antigen-based test detect specific proteins on the surface of the virus. They're often called rapid tests as they typically provide results in less than an hour. In general, antigen tests are used by healthcare professional or trained operators at a point of care. If you're basically just screening for who has or doesn't have the virus at some level, antigen is good enough and usually results are available in as little as 15 minutes rather than 1 to 3 days, so it instructs action quickly if infected. Arriving from Honduras and New Orleans on a Sunday afternoon, no tests were available. But leaving for Canada meant being first in line at the National Guard testing station in New Orleans at 8 a.m. on a Monday with a 7 a.m. flight on a Wednesday. Nothing like the added stress and drama of talking to Toronto about plans to change the flight when I didn't get the negative PCR test until almost 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. I made it through all the hoops and finally got to Canada on this, my second try, but darned if I didn't get lucky again and end up in the line for yet another PCR test after clearing customs. With an antigen test scheduled Friday afternoon in the 24-hour window the U.S. requires, I'm becoming a lab specimen myself. Talking to the Acorn Canada senior staff, we quickly went down a deep hole in understanding quarantines impacting the already vaccinated. The U.S. Center for Disease Control is clear about this. Quarantine if you've been in close contact within 6 feet of someone for a cumulative total of 15 minutes or more than a 24-hour period with someone who has COVID-19, unless you have been fully vaccinated. People who are fully vaccinated do not need to quarantine after contact with someone who had COVID-19 unless they have symptoms. However, fully vaccinated people should get tested 5 to 7 days after their exposure, even if they don't have symptoms, and wear a mask indoors in public for 14 days following exposure or until their test result is negative. That's if we care about just the facts, ma'am. But it doesn't account for the fear and loathing of COVID, which has been part of the virus legacy that we will continue to linger with us for even longer, despite the huge strides we've made in public health and understanding, along with the vaccines. Just saying. Be careful, but don't be afraid of people. Just be wise about the rules of the road now. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.